Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about the agony and ecstasy of Botox. And there is a lot going on. You know, you see Botox everywhere.
Yeah, it's it's not something that I would normally think of doing, but I'm having a lot of patients coming in who've had Botox done. Mm-hmm. There's just an awful lot going on with Botox that I feel that as a healthcare educator, people need to have a little bit more education on it.
Right. That's what we're going to do, this radio show, educate people on Botox. So, Dr. Prather, what is Botox?
Well, Botox is actually one of the names for the botulism neurotoxin. Mm-hmm. That there's actually several different companies who have it, but it's kind of known now as Botox. So what it is it was a very, very dangerous reaction to botulism. Botulism bacteria actually puts out a neurotoxin, and they took that neurotoxin and then actually applied it to medical uses. So it's a neurotoxin, and basically what it does is it cuts off, damages the nerve, so the nerve no longer communicates to a muscle.
Wow. So what's a neurotoxin?
A neurotoxin, of course, a toxin is any type of a poison. Uh-huh. So it's a poison that attacks the nervous system.
Okay.
And it is something that if you actually have botulism poisoning, it oftentimes can lead to death. Mm-hmm. So it's a very dangerous type of a pharmaceutical out there.
So what does botulism have to do with it?
Well, botulism is the bacteria that botulism bacteria actually produces the neurotoxin.
Okay.
So that's where they got it from.
Okay.
So the bacteria actually produces a neurotoxin, and then that neurotoxin was something that they were able to synthesize. And then try to use that for medical uses.
So you're putting botulism in your body?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm
the layperson here. You're
putting a poison to the nervous system that will cut off the function of the nerves.
Okay. So, you know, you titled this talk, Agony and Ecstasy of Botox.
Oh, yes.
What is the title? What does that title mean, Dr. Prather?
Well, you know, the whole thing on the, there is a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for the Botox treatments. Mm-hmm. It's become extremely popular, and there's a tremendous number of fans that have just become almost Botox junkies.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that is just out there. And
do they call them Botox junkies?
Actually, they have had seminars for people to be doctors who deal with Botox to recognize who's a Botox junkie and try to work with them on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're not quite as involved.
Uh-huh. That was our dog, by the way. She's sitting in on the...
On the talk, yes. Dying. She's coming in and making her...
And no, you can't have Botox, even though you're 12.
So there's the ecstasy of Botox. I mean, there's just a huge amount of enthusiasm. But then there's also the agony mm-hmm. of Botox.
And what is that?
Well, there are lists and lists of people and websites and blogs about the problems that have occurred by people doing Botox.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is that there is a misinterpretation. You hear about Botox parties. You hear about, let's go get some Botox. You see Botox
advertised. I haven't been invited to any Botox parties. Listen out.
You're just not on the party scene. I'm sorry. I've had numerous invitations to... But it's something that it's you know, as you're walking around, One of the things that was very interesting is Dr. Oz actually did a show on Botox, and one of the things they did was they showed like storefronts with signs for Botox out in front, you know, sort of like, you know, stop by and pick up your ice cream type of thing. And that's just crazy. You know, this is not just a, this is a very powerful, very toxic, very dangerous drug. And it's not just a cosmetic procedure or let's just get a little Botox and we're all good. It's not like getting a facial or a massage. And it's being, promoted almost like, you know, you're going in for a massage or a facial. I'm going in for a Botox treatment.
Is it not regulated?
That's one of the interesting things is that the strongest warning that you can get for a pharmaceutical is sort of a what's called a black box warning. And Botox has a black box warning.
And what does that mean? It doesn't sound good.
That means that, hey, this is really important. This can kill you. And one of the things is that first it didn't, and it was taken kind of casually. And the FDA said, hey, this has been taken like way too casually. And we need to let people know this is really dangerous stuff. This can kill you.
Doesn't sound like they're listening.
No, people are not listening. People have this impression, and people's impression is sometimes is much stronger than facts. So Botox is something that needs to be done under medical supervision with someone who is very good at taking a very thorough history and making sure that there aren't any contraindications, that that this patient should be able to take this without any dangers, and then done with a if there is an emergency that occurs about it, that you are taken care of immediately, and that it is done in a very precise type of manner. So it's something that should be very medically supervised and taken seriously. And that's what the black box warning is there for, to say, hey, this is serious stuff.
I know. And when we think of Botox, you know, we think of the external. You know, people are trying to change something that's going on, the aging process. Although you're going to talk about millennials. It's a big, big deal with 25-year-olds.
That actually is kind of shocking that people, you know, as young as 18, because one of the things is that they said absolutely no one under the age of 18 should be doing Botox because kids have a higher tendency of dying from this than adults.
You're saying dying, that's strong.
Yes, I mean, people are actually dying.
Are they calling it dying from Botox or dying from Botox? Because it's a toxin.
Yes.
What are they dying of?
Well, actually, it can. What's happening is it can cut down on the ability to breathe because, remember, it's a neurotoxin, so it cuts off the nerves for your lungs to work. Or it causes cutting off the passageways as you're breathing in down the throat. So you can actually have a constriction on that, and you can basically choke to death.
Wow.
So it's a those are common type of ways, but one of the also one of the things that occur is it is a bacterial toxin, and it does have a very strong effect on the immune system. So if you have a weakened immune system, it can actually weaken it further. And then one of the things that they found that isn't as prevalent is that people are dying from pneumonia or from other different types of infections that have occurred set up by the Botox. One of the things is that this is sort of a newer drug. It hasn't really been researched as well as it should be for long-term type of problems that can occur from that. We don't know all of the effects that's actually occurring. But one of the definite things that I've seen in some of the patients that came in is a collapse of the immune system with subsequent infections that occurred.
So you're seeing people that have had Botox treatment coming in
as a problem without even an awareness of what it was that actually caused it. Mm-hmm. Though some of them are very aware. One of the things is severe migraines. Mm-hmm. There's been drooping of the eyes. There's been other developments of TMJ that have occurred because of it, because it cut off some of the muscles and then the jaw went crooked. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing some issues that are developing. And from my experience, the understanding of the effects and some of the problems that are creating from the Botox are not yet discovered. I think we're going to find a lot more problems as we go along with the changes in that neurotoxin is in your body for life. Now, is it carcinogenic? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that would come to my mind. If it's weakening the immune system, does it set you up for other different types of problems later in life? And you aren't getting rid of those neurotoxins in your system. Mm-hmm. Those are there. And not only do the neurotoxins go to your forehead or wherever they're being injected, but they can actually travel throughout the entire body and then set up different areas. If you have heart problems, it can set up in the heart, cause your heart to stop.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I like that you like my, what do you call my lines?
smile lines.
My smile lines.
Yes.
Everybody needs smile lines.
Absolutely. Right. I think it's very cute.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about how many prescriptions of Botox were filled in 2015.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just, you know, physician, right? It means educator. And
right.
And that's what we're doing now is educating the public on Botox. We'll be back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month. Mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just
feeling
good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the agony and ecstasy of Botox. It's very interesting, Dr. Prather. You know what? It's a neurotoxin.
Neurotoxin.
To the body. So it's cutting off the nerves.
Basically cutting off the function of the nerve.
Okay.
The body then works on trying to regenerate the nerve, get it working again. So the effects of Botox will usually last 3 to 4 months, and then the body sort of heals it up, and then you need to damage the nerve again.
Wow, every 3 to 4 months.
Every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
I don't know, that just went through.
Let's go to the tune of about $6 billion a year.
Wow. Wow.
Is basically what's going on with that.
And we're going to talk, we want to make sure the listeners know, about, you have found there are people that have a good protocol. So you want to be with a physician that follows
a protocol.
Yes,
that's one of the things I really want to bring up is who should be doing Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Botox is not, just to put it out there, I have had a salesman came by and say, Dr. Prather, this is what you can make if you bring Botox into your office.
Uh-huh.
So I've had 3 to 4 different people came by with a program to do Botox in my office.
And are you not to do harm? That's our goal in our...
Well, yes, and that's not our... We're structure function.
Right.
I don't do neurotoxins.
Uh-huh.
Now, are there people qualified to do neurotoxins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely. There. One of the things is that, just as an example, we have a physician in our office. And I'm just going to mention his name, Dr. Chernoff.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing a plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely great. Just a little plug on that. He's great, and he does Botox.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a very, very careful procedure. He uses the minimum amount.
Mm-hmm.
He uses it only on the approved type of ways of doing it. And he's very skilled, knows exactly what he's doing. And I don't.
Good point.
I should not be doing Botox.
Right. But people that aren't qualified are doing it.
Yes. Yes. There are Botox parties. There mm-hmm. are primary care physicians. There are...
Can you get your teeth cleaned and a Botox injection?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've seen that too.
Yes. So there are people out there who are not qualified to be doing this.
Yeah.
There are people who are qualified who have excellent results and really don't have issues.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they have procedures. They spend years learning how to do it. And extremely qualified, and they plan out exactly which muscle and which nerve they're hitting.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
just... Yeah, you need to know that.
They're just... And it's different for each person. And so they really, really know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Would I still have it done myself? No, it's a neurotoxin. I don't want that in my body.
I like your laugh lines.
And oh, thank you. Aren't you sweet? But are there, for the people who really want to have that done, who feel like they have a major problem, then you go to someone who actually knows what they're doing. Do not go to a Botox party and have your Botox done.
I want to make sure that
right.
We answer this, because we said we'd do before we went to break. But how many prescriptions of Botox were filled in 2015?
5.4 million.
5.4 million. And we're just talking about the United States.
Right. But one of the things that's very interesting is there's also a bunch of knockoffs.
Oh.
In other words, Botox is a expensive thing to buy. And there are places like in that you can get over the internet from China and other places that there is as much non-regulated Botox out there as real Botox.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about probably 10 million different procedures out there on Botox. And about half of them weren't even really the regulated stuff. And that's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons that you would go to someone who's very, very qualified is that, one, you actually make sure that you're really getting a regulated pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
Do people order them over the internet and then have a weekend course on how to shoot that into mm-hmm. your face? And then go out there and do those with mm-hmm. Botox parties, and make a couple of $100 on each person
mm-hmm.
in a night, and do that. Yes, should you do that? That's really, really, really dumb
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not, you know. First off, if you're going to do a neurotoxin, do it with someone who really knows what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and. Be aware, one of the things that many people who have had issues with Botox were very, very upset because they did not really understand what they were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to understand exactly that this is a neurotoxin, this is dangerous material, and this should only be done by a very skilled, qualified physician who will tell you, no, you cannot have that done if you shouldn't have it done.
Well, and two, we need to put responsibility in the public's hand, too. They need to be curious and ask questions and
take care of themselves.
And take care of themselves, right.
Yes.
I'm just blown away when someone heard that we were doing this program, sent us information on millennials. It is
yes.
a big deal with millennials. So we're seeing 25-year-olds.
18 to
what's going to happen down the road?
Yeah, those were about 600,000 of the people the 5.4 million who had...
600,000 were millennials.
Millennials, people between the ages of 18 and 30.
Wow.
How
many lines do they have on their face?
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, and this idea of the what we call the Kardashian mindset,
uh-huh.
where you have to look perfect, is crazy.
It is crazy.
And mm-hmm. you know, you don't know what this is going to do down the line. And if you're you know, 75 and want to take care of some really bad wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
You know, the chances of those toxins actually develop before you're gone. Mm-hmm. But what about those toxins that start accumulating in the body mm-hmm. over long periods of time?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that toxins over a long period of time can do some interesting things. We don't know where this is going down the line. So I would certainly say that for people under the age of 30, that's just crazy. That's just not even reasonable.
Uh-huh. Under 30, yeah, well, even 30, you know?
I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we want to clarify, we don't do Botox in our office.
And I shouldn't do Botox in my office.
Right. You're not qualified. Go to someone that's qualified.
Well, one of the things that I thought was hilarious, I had seen even, quite a while ago, wellness clinic, and one of the things they had listed was Botox.
Uh-huh. Wellness and Botox. Yeah.
Yeah.
How they're using that word wellness. It's almost why we wanted to get away from that word, because it's really
been just taken away. And Botox has nothing to do with wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a pharmaceutical. Not that there's anything against that.
Yeah.
Disease care is an important type of thing. Pharmaceuticals are along those lines. But really what people are looking for when they think of wellness, we've kind of changed how we do that moniker, is structure function care.
Yeah, let's talk about that. If we had listeners that have been listening a long time, they know what structure function care is. We were talking about it. But why is it important for a person to have a structure function doctor along with their disease care doctor?
Well, the structure function is basically about homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Homeostasis is balance in the body, and that is the definition of health. So really a structure function doctor is someone who improves your health. Now, where is that different from a disease doctor? A disease doctor takes care of diseases, which is a set of symptoms. Mm-hmm. And wrinkles are people could consider that a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you go in there and you do an injection to get rid of the wrinkles. Whereas, you know, as we would work with that is getting the body balanced, getting it as healthy as possible, and then getting the best results, both structurally and functionally. So we find out where the body is out of balance, get those corrections made, and then the body heals itself. Mm-hmm. So that is the basis of structure function office. And that is what we keep very true to, mm-hmm. is a structure function basis for everything that we do. And really, that's the FDA really separates the two,
mm-hmm.
into two different categories. You get anything approved through a structure function line of correction, mm-hmm. or through a disease care. And we really need to stay true to that model, mm-hmm. because as people come in, they shouldn't be fooled into thinking, because we put ourselves out as a structure function office, we shouldn't exchange it for a situation where we are doing disease care, mm-hmm. instead of structure function.
It's interesting to think of the Botox treatment as disease care, but it is a pharmaceutical.
It is a pharmaceutical, mm-hmm. it is a poison, and all pharmaceuticals have to be a poison to be able to be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about what Botox has been approved for. And I know I had an uncle with cerebral palsy, and they used it on him. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I'm a big fan of homeostasis. Do you know what that is?
Of course not.
Yeah. Homeostasis refers to a system's ability to regulate its internal environment and maintain a constant condition of properties like temperature or pH.
Worst bedtime story ever.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about the agony and ecstasy of Botox. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about what conditions, what is Botox approved for?
Botox is only approved for wrinkles in the forehead.
But that's all it's approved for?
That's all it's approved for.
Wrinkles in the forehead.
Wrinkles in the forehead.
Okay.
That's it.
Does that include what I have right in between my eyebrows then?
I actually think it's awfully cute.
Oh, thank
you. Are
you.
Not getting Botox. But yes. So it's, that is all that it's actually approved for, that they have found too effective. It has been promoted for a lot of different types of other treatments, though.
Okay. But so not been approved for.
It has not been approved for any other treatments besides that.
So my uncle that had cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And a lot of contraction in his body, they would inject it.
Correct.
Into him to help release some of that.
That is one of the things that they have felt might be helpful.
Mm-hmm. It did seem to help him.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're in a situation that is very debilitating, very advanced like that, that's a good experimental type of thing that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
The amounts on that are very high, so you have to be really careful and make sure that it is something that is going to be a benefit. And definitely you shouldn't use it on anyone under 18. The highest proportion of deaths have been with children who have cerebral palsy,
mm-hmm.
and they've done those injections and then had death that occurred.
Mm.
So the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to the neurotoxins, more easily is it absorbed, and the more it's moved throughout the body.
Interesting.
So, but if you get older after a certain age, the risks decrease quite a bit, and the benefits might outweigh that. But it is not approved for that at this point.
Okay.
Some of the other things that they have used Botox for is migraines, also for TMJ,
mm-hmm.
for torticollis, where there's a contraction of the neck muscles with the turning. It has also been used for excessive sweating, with some success. It's also used for spastic bladders, and then also for a spastic valve in the digestive tract up by the stomach.
And have those showed good results?
There have been some indications that they might be effective. Again, it's a larger amount, so they're not quite sure if the benefit outweighs the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's something that you always have to weigh. And are there other alternative types of treatments that might be more beneficial and more effective?
Okay. So you talked about some other uses of Botox. Is there any other uses of Botox that are being tried?
It's one thing, anything that is involved with a spasm of a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Of some type, mm-hmm. They've thought that Botox might be of benefit because it cuts down on the neurological communication.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we always think of as a structure function is, well, why is there what is the underlying cause?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're taking care of the symptoms and the direct results, but you're not really getting to the underlying problem.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
that's where we kind of stand on that.
So what are the possible side effects of Botox?
Oh, Botox is quite interesting. One of the things that is that they tell people to expect
mm-hmm.
is a dry mouth. So they don't get excited that you're going to have a dry mouth after they do some Botox injections.
Right.
Pain. It's a very painful procedure.
Okay.
One of the things that I know Dr. Chernoff does and the people who are really skilled is they use an anesthetic
mm-hmm.
around there. Most of the people who do it in a party type of situation don't
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to make the most money. So, again, it can be extremely painful, and I've had people
say... Is
that
because of the needle?
Or? No, it's because of the neurotoxin.
Oh. Wow.
See, they use a very fine needle, and the needles themselves, once you start injecting that Botox into that nerve, it can really, really, really hurt.
Well, I know the picture you have of the millennial getting it done. Yeah,
she doesn't
look like
happy.
She's enjoying it. No.
No. So you're talking about pain, and that's just to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Tiredness, you're going to be tired afterwards. You've just gotten a neurotoxin into your system.
Mm.
And it
How
affects
long could
your
that
nerves.
Last?
I've heard a couple of weeks even it can mm-hmm. last. So that's to be expected. Headaches can occur. I've had people who had Botox came in and said, ever since I had my Botox 2 weeks ago, I've had an excruciating headache. Can you get rid of it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Which we actually did. Mm-hmm. So we have anti-neurotoxins.
Have you had people come in that were embarrassed that they did Botox?
And they, yes.
And then you
Of course, some people just
out.
Really yell it out, you know.
Yeah.
At the counter, I got Botox and I'm...
really?
Yeah. So it varies. Neck pain is a common type of thing. And then drooping of the eyelids is also a very common type of thing.
If and it's I've put seen some in really, the forehead.
Yeah, I've seen some yeah. eyelids that were, was like, you know, why are you
can
winking?
Can that be permanent?
Why are you winking at me? Usually it's temporary, but can it be permanent? But what are some of the things that can really be a major issue? Those are just side effects that you should expect.
Those are considered side effects you should expect.
Yeah, okay. Those are things that your doctor should go through with you and say, hey, these are pretty normal. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to lessen them as much as possible, but this is what's going to happen. Now, when things get serious, mm-hmm. is if you have trouble, you can't breathe anymore or swallow.
Okay, yeah, that sounds serious.
If you start to experience that, the doctor wants to know right away, and you should go to the emergency room.
Okay.
And that does affect. Also, if you can feel the toxic effects going through the body. In other words, I had a patient came in and said, I could feel it spread through my body.
Wow.
You know, and mm-hmm. it was just a weakness of the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what occurs with it when you start to feel it spread through the body, is there's a loss of strength and muscle weakness all over the body. And it was, you know, their arms were just kind of dangling.
Wow.
Which is pretty darn scary.
Yeah.
Also, there is a suggestion that really you shouldn't operate any heavy machinery. You should be doing minimum amount of driving afterwards. Because all of a sudden, if your arms... and your legs don't work anymore, it's not a good time to be driving.
No.
So those are things that can occur. Double vision, blurred vision, extreme drooping of the eyelids, and sometimes that has been permanent. Hoarseness or a change or loss of voice, which some people can't speak for a while. Trouble saying words clearly, which I've actually seen that. And then loss of bladder control.
Why that?
It's a neurotoxin.
Wow.
So it shuts off the nerve control. So instead of being able to control your bladder, it just, whenever it fills up, it empties.
So you can leave without wrinkles in your forehead, but have to go get some Depends. people can't see that.
Right. So those are different... things that, you know, certainly can occur.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. You know, when we're talking about, we do structure function medicine at the Prather practice. But what are some alternatives to Botox injections?
Well, if you're talking about torticollis, we have an extremely high success rate where we can do some chiropractic acupuncture treatments and get that fixed. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to be suffering with that. I've had many patients who even had Botox injections for their torticollis with no results and increase in pain. Matter of fact, several of them thought it made it worse, where we were able to completely get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Migraines, we have an extremely high success rate. Without using Botox. And we've had people who use Botox, and then we were able to do our treatments and be able to fix the migraines.
Mm-hmm.
The wrinkles. Now, we don't treat wrinkles because we're not into the facials and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But more effective, I feel, because I've seen both systems done,
mm-hmm.
for people who really want their wrinkles fixed, is facial acupuncture. There is a whole system of acupuncture for taking care of wrinkles that is extremely effective. You combine that with certain type of microcurrent type treatments, and you can get what I felt was better results with that than with the Botox, and it's completely safe.
Mm-hmm.
So there are alternatives even to fixing the wrinkles. It takes a little bit more work. It is, I feel... actually more permanent changes that occur as you do the more of a natural type of way of doing it. So there are alternatives to the Botox types of treatments that can certainly be done. For the bladder and bowel, actually trying to work with those and actually improving the neurological flow to there usually takes care of that.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk more on the agony and ecstasy of Botox.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
from.
Right. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually have
the
a specialty
atlas.
On
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
there. How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no. Oh, my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the agony and ecstasy of Botox. And Dr. Prather, you, why did you want to do this show? I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, you see Botox in
sure.
the news a lot and
sure.
in advertising.
Well, this is something that the Center of Disease Control and the FDA wants doctors to educate people on.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I'm kind of doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are an awful lot of people who are promoting Botox without really giving some of the whole facts on it. And what shocked me was the fourth person who had come into my office asking me if I wanted to start to do Botox. Assessment. I'm like, what? I'm a chiropractor. What am I doing with Botox? Why would I do that?
Right.
You know, it, and if they're coming around to me, they're going around to a lot of doctors, a lot of people, and they're even going to non-physicians. There are I think that of the people who are getting Botox treatments, about 30% aren't even physicians.
But I thought you can't inject
them. You can't.
You can't inject.
They have parties, Botox parties, and people who go in there are not necessarily physicians.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I know in this state, you cannot inject the skin.
Well, you know, you shouldn't be administering anything that is a pharmaceutical if you're not a physician.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's just, I mean, I should not be doing Botox injections just like I shouldn't be doing a colonoscopy. You know, it's like, what?
And aren't you glad?
So, you know, and it's been promoted as a financial, you know, it's, and that's how it's presented to me. And I figured if I was getting people coming in, then there is a reason why salesmen are going out. If they're not making money at this, then, you know, they're having some success. And there is, so the FDA, Center of Disease Control, really wants to get people aware.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they put a black box warning on it.
But people aren't always smart, right? We're not.
Well, I mean, you know, Kardashians is one of the number one programs. And that makes you kind of sit there and go, hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are we all about?
Just personal. Just personal. But that type of a thought process of, you know, the bubble-headed selfie type of thought pattern, whatever it takes to make me look good.
What did you call it?
Bubble-headed selfie.
Did you just make that up?
I did. I don't know if it's any good or not. People might be going, what?
I think it is.
You think it is? Oh, thank you. So, it, you know, having that type of a thought pattern where it is just, I mean, people are making a living off of just how they look, you know, and how important that has become.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, it's very disturbing to be thinking of 18-year-olds going in and getting Botox injections. And I'm not just the only one who's concerned about that. The Center of Disease Control, the FDA, everybody should be concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the contraindications of the use of Botox.
All right. There are, when you go in and somebody gives you Botox, then, you know, there are certain things that they should go through. First off is, have you had previous treatments of Botox? Mm-hmm. There should be a certain length of time between the neurotoxins on that, the injections.
Are you saying, like, in the forehead, they're doing it every 3 to 4 months, or they wear out?
Right. And you really shouldn't do a Botox treatment any more often than every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a recent Botox, which some people go from one person to another.
Wow.
Because they are obsessed with it. There are people who are Botox junkies. And
is there a rush with it, or just...
It's just the thought that they got a Botox treatment and I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somehow you can do an injection and you make yourself beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a psychological type of thing than a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a real danger on that. So a proper physician would sit there and say, when was your last Botox treatment?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't... The more that you have... More often that you have it, the more likely some type of something's going to go wrong because you have an accumulation of a greater amount of Botox.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been on antibiotics or have had recent antibiotic injections, that's another thing that could be an contraindication. When you do antibiotics, the immune system is weaker for about 3 months.
And you say the Botox injections can weaken your immune system.
Right. So you don't have a properly functioning, if you don't have a properly functioning immune system where there's some type of compromise going on, then you shouldn't get a Botox injection because you can then set yourself up for some serious infections. Mm-hmm. So there could be an increase in infections on that. So checking to make sure that you haven't had any antibiotic treatments, antibiotic injections, or recent infections would be one thing that would be a contraindications to Botox. If you take muscle relaxants, you should not be taking muscle relaxants and doing Botox treatments. Mm-hmm. The combination of the two can seriously injure facial and swallowing and breathing muscles.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that both pharmaceutical grade muscle relaxants, natural muscle relaxants,
or over the counter? Uh-huh. Any type of a muscle relaxant should not be used in conjunction with Botox.
Okay.
Because then the chances of some type of a problem would be highly, highly increased. Allergy or cold medicine, and that's even over the counter.
Wow.
Is a contraindication because you can really have, again, a much higher percentage chance of getting some type of an undesirable side effect, especially with the lungs and swallowing,
mm-hmm.
because those are areas that are already affected. Then you add Botox to it, and it multiplies the effect of the Botox. If you're taking sleep medicine, should not be doing Botox.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of sleep medicine, either over the counter, or if you are on a pharmaceutical sleep medicine, absolutely contraindicated. If you take aspirin on a regular basis, should not be taking it, or any type of anticoagulants.
So hopefully where people go, these contraindications,
very thoroughly checked on.
Yes.
To make sure that the person is not doing those things. Otherwise, you can get into some very, very serious problems.
Okay. Now, we talked about, you know, alternatives to Botox injections. You talked about acupuncture, facial acupuncture, microcurrent. Now, does that hurt?
No.
Okay.
Neither one of those hurt. And again, it's not the injection of the Botox. It's the neurotoxin that comes in. The neurotoxin is extremely painful.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that if they are a very good clinic, they're going to do some type of anesthesia with that so you don't get the pain.
Well, I'm talking about, is acupuncture microcurrent hurt?
No.
Okay. I want to make sure that's
and
what
that's
you're
why
answering.
I was, and it's not the you know, because you use a little needle for the acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
it's even thinner than what they use for the injections, but it's not the needles that hurt, it's the toxin itself that hurts.
And so you're saying in structure function approach, you know, if they're using Botox for a muscle spasm or migraines, what structure function wants to do is get to the root of the problem.
It always should be used first. Anything that is as toxic as Botox, mm-hmm. should not be a first-line treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a last resort.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I have no argument with using Botox.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you should always be taking any type of the steps. And this is what we tell our patients, is you should always try. First off, is structure, you know, go to a structure function office.
Mm-hmm.
One, they recognize when you need emergency care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are times where the pharmaceuticals are absolutely necessary and necessary right away. And thorough diagnostics need to be done to make sure that is done when it needs to be done.
So these people that have had Botox are coming into your office and have
right.
been affected by it. What are you doing for them at the Prather practice?
Well, first off, one thing that we can do is we can make a homeopathic Botox. Botulism.
Give me that. Homeopathic Botox.
And we do an injection into the system on that. Mm-hmm. With that homeopathic, and the results, the clearing up of it occurs immediately.
Wow.
In other words, we get immediate results where there's a decrease in the symptoms that have been caused by the Botox. And it's really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to go in there and actually fix the problem. If there's a drooping muscle, we can do some microcurrent on it and usually get that reversed pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a migraine, we can usually get that out, worked out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a tremendous number of ways that we can actually approach that and get those toxins out of the system.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very important. So if someone listening out there, they, you know somebody that has Botox, there are ways for those toxins.
A good structure function office should be able to clear that out of your system.
Okay. And I say, you know, embrace those wrinkles, too. Right? It's part of our journey here on Earth.
You always need to look at whether it's worth it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. The agony and ecstasy of Botox.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.